Radio Prague News.
The Czech Prime Minister says the Deputy Finance Minister should consider quitting after allegations he solicited a bribe. Scientists are preparing to open the tomb of medieval astronomer Tycho Brahe in Prague. And it was over 21 degrees Celsius in Prague on Sunday, considerably warmer than the previous record temperature for November 14th. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on a TV debate program on Sunday that Deputy Finance Minister Martin Bartak should consider stepping down if an investigation into allegations he solicited a bribe turns out to be long-lasting. The leader of the opposition Social Democrats, Bohuslav Sobotka, said the government should have immediately sacked Mr. Bartak when the accusations emerged this week. Tatra Supervisory Board member and former US ambassador to Prague, William Cabanis, told a newspaper that while Mr. Bartak was deputy defence minister, he had asked for cash to resolve a problem between the truck maker and a subcontractor. Another Tatra representative put the figure at millions of US dollars. Mr. Bartak has denied the charges and is now on unpaid leave. Danish scientists are preparing to open the tomb of Tycho Brahe at a church in the Czech capital. They hope to settle a long-running dispute over what caused the death in 1601 of the astronomer, who served at the royal court in Prague at the invitation of Holy Roman Emperor and Czech King Rudolf II. Samples of Brahe's hair and beard taken during a previous exhumation revealed a high level of mercury in his remains, contradicting a legend that he died of an internal infection after his bladder burst. Scientists will open the tomb at the Church of Our Lady Before Teen near Old Town Square on Monday and will give a news conference on Friday when there will also be a mass conducted by the Archbishop of Prague. Temperature records were broken in Prague and elsewhere in Bohemia on Sunday. It was 21.2 degrees Celsius at Nakarlovia in the capital on Sunday afternoon, considerably warmer than the previous record high of 16.7 degrees. Previously unseen temperatures were also recorded in Pilsen, Cheb, Ústí nad Labem and Doksany near Litoměřice. Temperatures usually range from 3 to 8 degrees Celsius at this time of year, meteorologists said. Sunday marked the 50th anniversary of the worst rail crash in the history of Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic, when 118 people died and over 100 were injured at Steblova, between Hradec Králové and Pardubice in East Bohemia. The accident occurred when two passenger trains collided before going on fire when hot coal from one ignited diesel in the other. The five-man crew of one of the trains were charged with negligence and sent to prison, though questions remain as to the exact cause of the crash. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories and the weather at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.